Australia's biggest aluminium smelter is in the midst of a growing COVID cluster and could be forced to scale back production as more staff go into isolation. The Tomago smelter near Newcastle, north of Sydney, is struggling to keep the smelter open, fearing that more workers might be exposed. For more, I spoke earlier with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, good afternoon. How important is Tomago's smelter to keeping the wheels of the economy turning at the moment?
Well, good afternoon, Rachel. For now, Tomago's chief executive, Matt Howell, is focusing on the health emergency, having war-gamed the risks of a COVID outbreak and other flashpoints over the last 18 months. But simply put, Tomago is Australia's biggest energy user, which underscores the size and importance of the operation. It's the biggest client of AGL's Bayswater Power Station. The smelter has around 1,100 staff working around the clock, and so far 40 are in isolation, that number's possibly growing. Clearly, slower production would hurt the New South Wales construction sector, which is on its knees already after the lockdowns. Matt Howell is reluctant to contemplate a complete shutdown of Tomago as the worst-case scenario implications, but he's slammed infected visitors who've come to the Newcastle region breaking COVID rules and exposing his staff and others to the virus.
I guess, Peter, the issue for an aluminium smelter is we cannot shut it down. If we shut it down for anything more than a couple of hours, it's closed. Now, we've got the situation where completely irresponsible actions from a person or people from Sydney who were infectious, travelled to Newcastle by train, by all accounts lied to contact tracers about their whereabouts, and we are now being notified by the Department of Health that we have people who are considered close contacts to those people that have to isolate now for 14 days, but the close contact occurred on August the 1st. It's now August the 12th. So we're expecting numbers to balloon.
So how many of your staff are potentially exposed, potentially infected and need to isolate?
The numbers are growing. They're more than 40 at the moment. And because these go back to August the 1st, it would be remarkable if we don't see an increase in numbers.
But at what point would you need to move from scaling down to the hard decision of completely shutting off the smelter?
No, we will not switch the smelter off. That is not something we even contemplate. We will find a way to keep it running, but it will most likely be that if we see large numbers of people forced into isolation, we would have to slow the production rate down.
In the worst case scenario of a shutting down, what sort of disruption would that cause to the supply chain?
I don't really want to speculate on that just yet, Peter, but I just stress, if people are being asked to stay at home, then stay at home. Staying at home does not mean going to Bunnings or the cafes or going for a walk at the beach. It means staying home. And if everybody does the right thing, we can get on top of this thing quickly. But it's real and it's here right now.
That's Matt Howell, the chief executive of the Tomago Aluminium Smelter near Newcastle, north of Sydney, with Peter Ryan. Now, Peter, AGL, as you mentioned, supplies coal and gas-fired energy to Tomago, and it's also been a pretty bad day for them.
Well, that's right, Rachel. AGL has posted a $2 billion loss for the 12 months to June the 30th. That's after lower energy prices to businesses and consumers, but also some big impairments in the areas of traditional fossil fuel assets. AGL has flagged tougher times to come. And also, its biggest client, Tomago, is starting to confront the dire outlook about the environment and may be considering renewables, possibly 100% renewables, to fuel its Newcastle smelter after the AGL contract runs out in 2028.
Peter Ryan there.